Exaltate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours.
Jerry Bader Show 1036. If time allows, I want to get to the Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio story. But I want to start this half hour here. We took this up last year. Here's the angle that we took up when daylight saving time started last year. Are people really more tired? Does 1 hour make that much difference? I want to stick with the 1 hour making that much difference. But here's the question I want to throw out there, because I just do feel it. It screws me up. I don't know why that 1 hour screws you up, but it does. Does it still make sense to do it? The whole intent of daylight saving time is to have... Someone asked in an email, how can you save daylight time? You save it for later in the day. You move it from morning and you save it until evening. That's how you save it. Now, Native American Indian chief was famously, and I don't recall which one, was famously quoted as saying, you can't make a blanket longer by cutting a foot off of one end and sewing it to the other end. I've never liked that analogy, that metaphor. I don't think it works. Here's what you're doing. You have a blanket, you're in bed, and it's over your head, and you pull it down to cover your feet, exposing your head, but now your feet are covered. Or if you want to do it the other way. That's how I think it works. Jason would like to see daylight saving time year-round. Several listeners have already weighed in email agreeing with him. Here is my position. Either have it year-round or get rid of it altogether, but stop making it seasonal. It's a pain in the butt. I think it's an antiquated notion. Either go with daylight saving time year-round, and this is actually a change from the position that I shared with Jason. I say get rid of it altogether. As I thought about Jason's position, I thought I could live with either one. Either take that hour and stick it in the evening of daylight forever, or get rid of it. But stop with the seasonal transition. That's my position. I can go either way on which way you go. Go stay on standard time 12 months of the year. Stay on daylight saving time 12 months of the year. I don't care. Pick one. That's my position. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Jim from Howard. Jim, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Okay, we're green today, Jerry.
Yeah.
No arguing today. I do think Jason's right, though. I like the idea of having a longer daylight and then with nicer weather rather than in the winter weather. And I think it should be year-round the way it is now. Just leave it. You know, the other thing, it's a pain. You know, change clocks and all that kind of stuff. So, and for what? And just to add to your point, I've been sleeping more hours this week than just since daylight saving time. So I agree with you. It does make some kind of a difference.
It does, and that's fine. If you want it to be saving time year-round, I am fine with that. I'd be fine with standard. Just stop screwing around with it. Ray on the road. Ray, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. Yeah, you gave four options, and I opted for the fifth, of course.
Yes.
I'm thinking that what we should do is just, you know, put it a half hour out and screw up the rest of the world. What do you think?
Now, I like that a lot. Yeah, why be convenient for everyone? Let's put it on the half hour so the United States is completely off kilter with everybody else.
Yeah, it'd be the first compromise we made in this country in a long time.
Yeah, there you go. Let's go. That's what happens when you compromise. You get ideas like that. To Ted in Manawa. Ted, go ahead.
Yeah, I was thinking, why don't you just go a half hour ahead and leave it there?
Why? Okay, now the previous caller just said that. Why? And he was joking. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
How would it work?
Well, you would have to move it either way then. Just compromise.
Well, nah. I mean, I don't see where that. I don't see that as a serious proposal. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I think it's a silly exercise that we embark upon every March and October. I don't have a problem with daylight saving time and using it to extend. If you want to do that, fine. Just pick one. If you want to leave it standard time year-round, pick one. I know there was a time, and I meant to research it and I forgot, during the energy crisis, during the Nixon years, that as an energy conservation movement, that's when we went to 55 miles an hour. I believe, I was a kid, because I remember them saying kids are going to be going to school in the dark. I just don't remember exactly when it was. I half agree with Jason. Just do the same thing 12 months out of the year. I'm not necessarily set on it being daylight saving time. It could be standard time. I'd be fine with it. Jason, while I'm taking these calls, Google, just do daylight saving time, energy crisis, Nixon, and you should be able to find it. Who do I have first here, though? Johnny? Johnny in Wausau. Johnny, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Someone who moved here from the great state of Arizona, where we don't do daylight savings time, and proud of it, I have a solution for everybody. Pacific will move their time an hour and a half one way. Eastern time moves their time an hour and a half the other way. Mountain and Central, the same thing. And the whole continental United States be on the same time.
Is that really practical, though?
It would work great for me. I would always know what time it is when I'm calling somebody.
Well, yes, it would be practical for you. Thanks a lot for the call. Yeah, he signed the Energy Conservation Act of 1973, Emergency Daylight Saving Time, 2-year period, beginning at 2 a.m. Sunday, January 6, 1974. Is an energy conservation. It was 2 years. Yeah, I was like in the eighth grade. I did vaguely remember that. All right, back to the phones to Kurt on a cell. Kurt, go ahead.
Hi there. I can take or leave the daylight savings, but just wanted to point out when my son was serving in Afghanistan, we used to joke about it a lot, but there was a half hour difference in time. You know, when it was at top of the hour for us, it was the bottom for him.
Really?
I have no idea why.
I don't know. You've stumped me there. I'd actually have to look into that. Thanks a lot for the call. To Phil on a cell. Phil, go ahead.
Sure. I think we should just leave it the way it's been going for all these years. I get confused with computers and everything else. And we have to realize that our computers are new clocks, and almost anything that has a clock in it, like my thermostat, automatically changes for daylight savings time. So I don't know who's going to make that all work.
Well, I no.
Thanks.
Okay, I don't really quite understand Phil's call there. Thanks a lot for the call. It's not just changing the clocks, though. It's just the whole... Okay, if daylight saving time is a good idea, and this maybe goes more into Jason's argument, if it's a good idea to do it about half of the year, why not do it the whole year? Well, because at certain times of the year, then it would be really dark in the morning. I mean, like until... really dark till like 8 in the morning. That's why. And that in many parts of the country you aren't able to maximize that because you're in the snow belt. Other parts of the country aren't. I think it's an outdated notion to keep switching it. Pick one. Nick in Fisk. Nick, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Jerry. I like the idea of the daylight savings time, but I'll tell you a little horror story about it. Where I grew up, the time was different right through the center of the county. One time on one side, they did acknowledge the daylight savings and the other didn't. And we called it city time and country time because if you were on city time, you were an hour ahead. You were with Louisville, Kentucky. And where I went to school was in country time. They called slow time and then fast time, which was city I lived in. So we always had to confirm, you could never do nothing without knowing if you were on city time or country time.
Where was that, Nick?
That was in southern Indiana.
That's what I figured. Yeah, Indiana. Murderous. Yeah, that's that. We have stations in Terre Haute, so I am aware of that bizarre phenomenon. Thanks a lot for the call. One more on this. Dan in Green Bay. Dan, you get the final word.
I could be wrong, but I think Hawaii leaves it where it is all year long. And if you go there this time of the year, it's dark out until a little after 7 a.m., but it stays light till after 9 p.m. They want it that way.
Yeah,
they like the later day.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that. I honestly don't know. But my thought is just, again, consistency year-round. would make the most sense. However you do it, just do it. All right, we do have time, so I'm going to get to this in the show. After show video is going to include. We have to get to this topic tomorrow. But after show video is going to include why McDonald's is failing and how they're going to try to fix it. But we'll get to what seems to be suddenly a Republican primary for president in 3 minutes. It's 10:46.
Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.